From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading The Outcasts, Book 1, The Shadow Beasts, by Gregory Janicki. Now let's begin with The Shadow Beasts. Chapter 1. The twin moons of the planet Dulinay rose behind them like a pair of fierce white eyes. Night winds whispered across the cracked, flat land. Jax walked several paces ahead of the group, then stopped. He wasn't the leader of the outcasts, but no one got in his way when he saw something. His powers of tracking were unmatched. He had a large, round, hairless head and bright pink skin. The palms of his hands were rusty orange. His eyes were much larger than everyone else's. He stood, feet slightly apart, hands resting on his thighs, his eyes wide and staring into the swirling shadows of nightfall. Marina followed him. Her thick black hair was knotted tightly. Her blue-green skin seemed to darken in the descending light. She held her quarterstaff loosely in both hands. She didn't have Jax's vision, but could sense danger in a shift of wind, a muffled footfall, a snapped branch. She stepped next to him.
"Is it the Haven?" she wondered.
"No," Jack said. "I don't think so." He could hear her sigh of disappointment. There were traces of sunlight on the western horizon, as if a giant hand had dragged its fingers across the sky in colors of orange, crimson, and velvet. The evening star shone brightly. It served as their guide and hope. Gyro, the leader of the outcasts, stayed behind with Jan, Terra, Lenaiseth, and the others, a group of 44. Lenaiseth kept her eyes on the children, all 13 of them. Most of them rode in the wooden supply carts. A little girl named Klanga walked next to Lenaiseth, with a pet she called Feely. Feely looked like a huge ball of pumpkin orange fur with two peeking eyes. It whimpered in her arms. Klanga leaned and kissed it.
"I'm tired," one of the children moaned from a cart.
"I'm hungry," another said.
"My feet hurt. There's a bug in my nose. Zarda hit me."
"How much farther?"
"She hit me again."
"How much farther? I have to go."
"Zarda, quit it."
Jax could hear the whining and complaining behind him. "We're never going to make it to Haven alive," he thought glumly. Lenaiseth, the caretaker, had long golden hair and soft purple skin like the shade of a sunset. She slowly raised a hand, and miraculously the children grew quiet. Jax noticed the sudden silence. "Then again, maybe we will make it," he thought. "Good thing we found Lenaiseth alive in the Shavale community." He stared intently at the land ahead and saw something. He walked towards the evening light. He was tired and hungry and thirsty. He thought he saw a large formation in the distance, but in his present condition he couldn't be sure. His eyes watered. He blinked, trying to stay in focus. "Yes," he thought, "there's definitely something out there. What?" In a world suddenly overtaken by dread creatures called antibodies, he knew that anything was possible. There could be an army out there in the twilight waiting for them. Or maybe they had stumbled onto one of the workhouses the antibodies called cells. Jax hoped not. The whole point of this journey was to escape the cells, to find fellow travelers, and live freely. Gyro had spoken often of a place called the Haven. He had insisted that in the Haven, the water was sweet, food was plentiful, and people lived in peace. That was where they were going now, if they survived, if the Haven existed, if they could find it. "If" was a tiny but powerful word, Jax thought bitterly. He studied shadows. They were tricky, like living creatures, tumbling and shifting, forming and dissolving. Sometimes Jax wished he hadn't been blessed or cursed with night vision. Then Gyro wouldn't have made him a scout. Jax preferred staying behind with everyone, with Lenaiseth and her group of 13, with the other...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?